Yes, it's time for the weekly edition of the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam. If you have any queries, you can start sending them through with immediate effect, or you can even call into the program. Mullah Ridwan joins us on the line. Mullah, how are you this evening? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, what's happening yourself?
Alhamdulillah, all well. Mullah, what's the latest developments from Sanaa?
In terms of development, a notice that we've put out with regards to OER Suite. As listeners may be familiar, the OER brand of Suite, they have different brands under that holding company. Like for example, the Pengo brand. The OER Suite is certified by Sanha and has been certified by Sanha for some time now. Unfortunately, due to the constraint of ability of gelatine, of a Sanha certified gelatine supplier, we've run into a bit of a problem in terms of the supplier, of the halal supplier, and therefore in order to continue production, has had to use gelatine that's not approved by Sanha. Now, while this does create a problem, we have tried to the best of our ability to manage this by, you know, obviously issuing a notice to the public. And what will be done is that all products that of OER that do not have the Sanha approved gelatine will now be covered, and the logo will not be visible. So we appeal to consumers that when looking for such suites, only the ones that has the Sanha certification, the Sanha logo on it, those ones, they are still certified. Now, for some time, you would still probably see a lot of product that has the Sanha logo, and this is the fact that a lot of production has been, a lot of suites have been produced using the Sanha certified gelatine. Where it hasn't been used, then the logo will be effaced from there.
Okay, so that has been a significant development. Ma, what's the current status with the helpline and the telephone lines? Are that all functioning?
Yes, we just had, I think, 1.5 days of problems with those facilities. That has been rectified, and things are normal and have been for the past week or week and a half.
Alhamdulillah. In terms of some of the other announcement that has come through, I see Machacho's Carltonville shop number 60, Carltonville Mall, has been certified.
Yes, that has been one of the recent developments. That is a store, I think it's the only store in Carltonville that we have certified, or in the restaurant in Carltonville, that has been certified by Sanha at present.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that development, sharing it with us. Palmer cheese slices.
Family cheese slices, those are halal, there's no problem with that.
And then the next one is the Crystal Valley Cheddar Gouda cheese.
Crystal Valley Gouda cheese. What we need to remember with regards to Crystal Valley is that they have various suppliers for their products. We can only give you guarantee on that if it has the Sanha logo. If it doesn't have the Sanha logo, unfortunately, we're not familiar with who makes that particular product for them.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, what is it that you'd like to know?
I just want to find out if that Bani, the lunchbox fella is halal or not.
With regards to the Bani, it is an imported product. We have queried it. Unfortunately, we haven't received all the detail and information yet. We are continuously reminding the company and trying to get information, but at present, we don't have the necessary information.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for sharing the information on that one. If you have any calls, 011-854-1548, that is the number to dial. And if you'd like to send a WhatsApp, 072-786-1548. Yeah, the next one says, is first choice long life milk halal?
Gee, it is halal.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that message coming through from one of the listeners inquiring in that regard. The next one is with regards to it's called, in fact it is the doctor Oetker, die pizza. Crispy outside.
That's the Dr. Oetker pizza. No, we don't certify these meat products that are made at that facility, which we are not comfortable with. So that range is not approved by Senha.
We have another caller coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mulana?
Very well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. I want to know, nails plate muchachos, is it halal?
Salida, nails plate muchachos, yes, that is certified by Sanha.
Oh, jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. The next one is the, is M&M's halal?
M&M's, we only approve the ones that are made in Malaysia, not the ones made in China or anywhere else. Only the ones made in Malaysia.
Yeah, this message goes on to say the Milky Tray made in Poland for Mondelez.
No, as far as Cadbury products, we only approve the ones made in South Africa. Any of the imported ones, unfortunately, we don't have details on that.
Okay, Jazakum Akhir for that. You may continue sending your messages through 072-786-1548. We go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, what is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know if Kellogg's cornflakes are halal.
Our position on Kellogg's has been mentioned many times. Unfortunately, Kellogg's, the company, does not want to give us any details on their products.
Okay, and Kellogg's cornflakes porridge?
No details on that.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
I want to pose a question to KFC, owned by a Hindu.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Can you go? Can you repeat?
The KFC in Fort Worth.
Yes.
Owned by a new owner, a Hindu guy. And another one in Project Center, there's another outlet that you pass, Vatsena, also a non-Muslim owner. And then they have one more owner in Baker Street. The Hindu owner is what halal sign. Do people check with that? And then the fourth one is there's another KFC open here near Garden City. Is that halal? You could investigate on that?
We don't have any association with KFCs, so we haven't certified any KFC store.
And the one in Protein Center is approved by Senna, no? Right, it wasn't Senna?
Store?
You're
which
selling
store
pork and all the seafood. Sorry?
Sorry, which store are you referring to?
Protein Center in Brixton.
So what's the name of the store?
Yeah, it's owned by a Hindu and it's part of Senna.
No, brother, what's the name of the store that you're talking about?
I don't know offhand, but it's a takeaway. It's open now recently in Project Center.
Okay, I'm not sure which restaurant
the
brother is referring
to. It's owned by a Hindu. Can it still be passed? Can it still pass it as halal?
I'd like to know which store you're referring to, and then we can comment on that.
I'll get the name later on for you. But how often do you come to inspect in this store that you pass halal?
The inspections would depend on the nature of the store. So, depending on the critical nature of the application level, that would determine the frequency of inspections.
I'll give you the name next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay, that's a concerned brother raising his issues, and this is your platform to raise all issues so that we can clarify for you. We go to the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
Is tennis biscuit halal?
Tennis biscuit, yes, they are halal.
Jazakallah for that. We go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Is Tambo halal?
Salida? Stambo.
Yeah.
Stambo, we don't have any information on that particular product.
And two-way pop?
Who makes that particular product?
We just...
Okay, we also don't have any information on that. We don't have any...
Badua Baskat?
Badua Baskat is halal.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakallah khair for that. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. Okay, that caller not speaking up. So those are the calls. If you'd like to call in, you may send a message immediately through to 072-786-1548. That is your number. The next one is the ING crumbed hake fillet.
That is halal. There's no problem with that.
The next one is the garlic and parsley seasoning. I'm not sure if it's the ING one also.
If it's the ING fish product, yes, that is fine.
Okay, 072-786-1548. The next query is with regards to Wedgwood cookies.
Wedgwood cookies, those are halal.
The next one, the Ultramel individual cups.
Ultramel individual, if they're talking about the custards or the desserts, those are halal.
We have a few callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Tell me, is the McDonald's in the Uteneg area, Port Elizabeth, halal?
That is another franchise that we don't have any association with, so we haven't certified any of their stores.
All right. Shukran very much. Thank you.
Okay, next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
I want to ask, in Nando's in Fortsburg, is it Sana approved?
No, it's not.
Okay, is that all?
Aji.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for the call. We have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Tell me, Future Life, is that Sana approved?
The Future Life cereal is certified by Sanha.
Jazakallah. Waalaikum salam. Thanks.
Waalaikum salam. The next query that comes through is with regards to the Flora fat spread.
The Flora margarine, that is fine.
We have two more callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Just give me a briefing on the yogurts. Which one is approved, please?
That's the honeydew, the oak cream, the sanandal, lanswood, pilaros. Those yogurts are all halal.
Did you get that, sister? Okay, so that is the list. We have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chi.
Brother, can you just clarify the tuck biscuit? The South African one is halal. But I've seen the, and I'll speak under correction, I think it's from Hungary that they're importing.
So as far as the South African ones are fine, all the non-meat variants, those are halal, there's no problem with them. Anyone that's imported, we would not be able to give you any assurances on those.
Alright, Jazakallah.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mufti?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Alhamdulillah. So, I want to ask a question. Someone previously asked about the Stambo lollipops. Maulana said he doesn't have any information on that. But in the Mochacho's kiddies pack, the Stambo lollipops come in that kiddies pack.
Which store has this in it?
I think it was Mochacho's Sunny Meal. So, you know, Mochacho's has a pre-packed kiddies pack for the kiddies meal. And as part of it, they give the Sambo lollipop?
We will take that up. You said Sunning Hill because the Machacho packs also contain products that are certified by us and approved. It normally goes through our checks and that. So if we will investigate and verify whether that is...
It's definitely a Machacho-specific kiddie pack. It's not like they made their own pack on their own.
No, we will check that up. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, we those are some of the callers that we've had time to take this evening. We've got to really allow Mullah to go a bit early this evening. Mullah, any final words?
We can keep the numbers as usual. The helpline number is 0861786111. Our email address is helpline@senha.org.za. Our Twitter account is @senha_halal. And the Facebook page is South African National Halal Authority. They can also view our website, www.senha.org.za.
Jazakumullah khair, ma. We leave it at that.
Jazakumullah, Mufti.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salaam.
Yes, so that was Mullah Ridwan Raid with the weekly call-in program. Unfortunately, Mullah had to take leave from us early this evening due to attend some commitment. I see there's a number of queries that have come through, but we don't have time for that this evening.